For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Defense in the little parts of the game, the phases of the game decides it for them. And maybe Fields makes a play or two. Man, I feel like Tomlin would go back to Wilson, Chris, if he was healthy, to give him the revenge game shot.
Okay, but if Fields has a he didn't go back to Kenny. I mean, he's shown now.
It wasn't a revenge game. I'm saying, like, specifically the fact that it's Denver would make me think that if it's not an ultra-impressive game by Fields, but they managed to claw out a win, okay, and you get Wilson back healthy, and he really was just too compromised to play, I think Mike would go back to
their him. Margin for error is so slim, given what the second half of their schedule looks like. You can't play Russell Wilson in that game if Fields beats Atlanta just because he's got a vendetta
against
the Broncos.
Okay, what if Fields wins the game, but he is just not that impressive?
Then you play Wilson.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think he would be even more primed to go that route because of who they're playing and because of a bad game from
Fields. If Fields gives you, let's say, with running and passing, 300-plus combined yards, he either runs or passes for a couple touchdowns, no turnovers, and they win the game, I think he starts the next week.
Then if he plays a good game,
they're not playing the Patriots on Sunday. It's funny to think of them now as a patsy, but it's true, or a rollover and die team. They're not playing a pushover.
They're playing a legitimate team. It's probably aren't they the odds on favorite to win the South?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean they beat the Falcons. I considered a very quality win. If they beat the Falcons with Fields as the starter, and Justin Fields gives you, like, to me, the platonic ideal of a Fields game is, like, he throws for around 200 yards, 175 to 200. He runs for like 75 yards or something like that. One pass touchdown, one rush touchdown, and most importantly, no turnovers. Then yes, you can't go away from him.
Donnie, do you agree with that? Now, not what you would do, but if Fields played well in relief of Wilson and the Steelers beat the Falcons, do you think Tomlin would start him the next week in Denver?
He should. I mean, it's not an instance where you have the established guy. We can go back to a Roethlisberger example, or even the crew we just had. Like, you don't have the established guy there to where, okay, this dude has been playing well, we got to go right back to the starter. I mean, think about the end of last season. Kenny Pickett was the starting quarterback. Injury takes him out. And even though it's not for the entire season, the guy that stepped in kept playing well. And they rode with the hot hand. That's how they should handle this.
So how do you think it would go down, though?
I think he would actually stick with Fields if Fields played well and they won the game.
Because at that point, you would be able to throw Tomlin's words back at him. He said it was a competition. He said that it was a difficult decision because both guys played well. I mean, I think a lot of that is BS.
Hogwash.
Right. I think a lot of it is total.
Wait, a lot of it. I think all of it's BS. I don't think there ever was a competition.
Right. But I'm saying the things that you judge your players on, having a really good regular season game means a lot more than what you saw from Wilson in training camp practices and what you saw from these guys in the preseason. I agree. I mean, there was nothing that Fields did that I think made it obvious that he should have been the quarterback. But if he has a good game, look, one of the questions on ESPN that they had today was, which is funny now in hindsight, can Russell Wilson lose his job
with a bad
in Atlanta?
Game.
And I think it's, I mean, it's kind of, they're doing it too because I think that Russell Wilson is just not a well-liked guy, so it fuels the fire.
You mean across the league?
Yeah, but I think even in the NFL media, he's
not a
popular
player. Well, yeah, because it's populated by former players
who
don't like him.
So I think, like, they don't feel, man, this is putting the cart before the horse here. We wouldn't do this with other borderline Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but we feel totally fine already having this discussion about Russell Wilson before he even plays his first game after winning the job.
I think the dislike of him fuels that stuff.
So I think it has a lot to do with it, too. But the thing that makes it at least a semi-relevant conversation piece is the status of both players. If Russell Wilson was not on a one-year deal, And the Steelers liked him so much that they gave him multiple years. And after he's playing for the league minimum, they had said, you know what, Russ, even before you play it down here, we're going to come to you and say we'll give you a two-year, $60 million extension.
A show of faith.
Yeah. If they had done that, then...
Different story here.
Right. This,
he's on the same kind of prove-it situation that Fields is on.
And the difference is he's 36 and the backup is
24.
A guy that's 24 with first-round pedigree who's gotten MVP votes before, albeit on a very bad team. It's a unique situation in that I don't think there are no other situations like this in the league, really. Maybe other than New England where you have a stopgap quarterback
Even that. They picked their guy. They didn't trade a late-round pick to get Drake May. They picked him. He's their guy. The only reason that Jacoby Brissett, I think, is starting is because they feel their offense is so bad they don't want to get May killed early in his career.
I know. I guess what I'm trying to say is even the people that like Russell Wilson more than Justin Fields, and there are plenty of those Steelers fans, I think they all universally agree that what would be in the best interest of the Steelers is for Justin Fields to be good.
To be better than Wilson.
Yes. Because then you have him for who knows
how
long.
There's this idea of potential there that is untapped, I mean, and the ceiling that hasn't been close to, hasn't even been scratched.
I don't agree with this, but there's a lot of Steelers fans who think almost regardless of what Wilson does this year, they're going to cut him loose after the season because they don't want to pay him and because he's old and they have a guy waiting in the wings. That it would take like something Herculean, like him winning a Super Bowl, for them to actually agree to give him.
And even then people would say,
payday.
Well, you got your last hurrah out of him. I think even if he won a Super Bowl, there would be at least a small vocal minority who would say, ah.
I don't agree with that, but.
Maybe I'd be one of them if they won it with defense, the Peyton Manning way in 2015. But yes, I get what you're saying. It is the only situation where there are two relatively low-cost quarterbacks, both of whom carry baggage in. And in the veteran's case, it's enough baggage that nobody really thinks he should be or ideally would be a long-term solution, because long-term for him might be 4 years. Everyone's always looking for the quarterback that they can keep for, what, the next 7 to 10?
Yes.
That's what I mean. So
You want to not have to go to bed at night wondering or worrying about your quarterback position, which
you
the Steelers
find
did
a guy,
for almost 15, which about 15 years.
You want to find a guy and then feel like, yes, you've put that issue to bed for at least 10 years, if not longer.
I know Russell Wilson always tries to put a positive spin on things, and he's happy face even after a game where they get beat by 50 points, which happened last year with Denver and Miami.
Mm-hmm.
If he was being honest with himself, he's got to be friggin' livid right now, because he knows this is his last shot.
Livid that he got hurt, right? Not livid at them for, like, livid that his body's betraying him.
Yes. Livid that he's not 100% when this is his final shot to prove that he can still be an NFL starting quarterback. And to go into it,
I'd be crestfallen if I were him, because I would have been so gassed up for the very beginning of this season. I get to prove to them I'm still very good. I get to prove to the rest of the league I'm very good. And you only have to wait till week two to try to stick it to the coach that couldn't wait to move on from you. And now your body's betraying you.
We gave you $85 million to go away.
The ultimate slap in the, the golden slap in the face.
You thought your offensive line was going to be top notch. Your best offensive lineman isn't playing right now. Your number one pick from 2 years ago is out of position. Your number one pick this year is probably not going to play in this game.
Mm-hmm.
You were teased by people like me that Brandon Ayuk would be here. That didn't happen. So,
been a bit of a trying couple of weeks here.
All I'm saying is we're at a casino. There are a lot of like 50-50 bets where you could put it on black or red for Russell Wilson that went against him before the season even started. And I just think when you're at that age and you're not like a great player regardless of situation or circumstance anymore, when that many things conspire against you, I think it can F up your season. And it's looking that way.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run
number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Vascular Institute. Time for our weekly check. Weekly chat with Steve Palazzolo, now with the 33rd team. And what a run it's been for the 33rd team here. They hire Steve Palazzolo and Sam Monson away from Pro Football Focus, and then they sign Bill Belichick. The 33rd team, one of 17 Bill Belichick media employers for 2024.
What I want to know is if Bill Belichick was a PFF guy, if the Patriots, because we know back in the day, PFF would provided services to teams. In fact, the majority of teams. I wonder if Belichick was a grades guy, if he wanted to know what color the block was next to a player.
Steve, can you answer that question?
Probably not. I can check how often he logged in. It was, more than once, we'll say, logged into PFF.
Did you get the sense from people you'd talk to that he was a pretty with the times analytical guy, or was he old school blood and guts?
No, I think there was a combination of both. I think his boy Ernie Adams was doing behind the scenes, I think there was definitely parts of it that were before their time, maybe in the early 2000s. I also don't think he was over there like looking at fourth down charts and when to go for it and all that. So probably a little bit of both, but they kept to themselves, as you might expect.
Was Tomlin at least a once a day PFF log on and check it out guy?
I haven't stalked him yet. I never checked in on what Tomlin
There's
was
zero
doing.
Chance that Keith Butler ever logged in once. I'm not even. Did Keith Butler have a computer?
He probably didn't.
The thing about every organization, all 32 teams have PFF, but they have people within the organization who serve up the data or information to them, sometimes within their own system. So everybody uses it at their own different levels.
Steve, I know that. I kind of figured that's how it worked. It was just funny to imagine a guy like Randy Fichtner who said farts in a skillet once, or like we've got our nipple rubber play out there, just logging in to like crunch the data. That's all.
Steve, we've got an issue here with Russell Wilson, calf limited at practice. Let's say he's about 75% for Sunday. Would he give the Steelers a better chance to win than a healthy Justin Fields?
I don't think so. I don't think any of those lower extremity injuries at this point in Russell Wilson's career are going to help, because he's not – I don't think he's special from the pocket. So that's an issue. We know that – I used to joke about calf injuries. I'm a calf injury survivor back in the minors. It was a fake injury to put me on the injured list, but I'm a survivor. But those things – like Joe Burrow was hurting for a month last year into the season and still not the same. Sometimes those linger. So I think that – the calf stuff kind of concerns me now.
Well, who do you think is the easier player to prep for? Let me ask it a different way. If you could give Atlanta's defensive coaches truth serum, who do you think they would rather see starting for the Steelers on Sunday? A healthy, presumably healthy Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Probably would rather see Fields. If Russ is banged up, I think the Falcons say, look, if he can't move, you assume there's some mobility issues. We know he's going to be in the pocket. And there's this element of, we take away the first read, make him read it out 30, 35 times a game, then you're feeling pretty good about that going up against Russ. With Fields, I mean, there's some high-end potential still with Fields. The running ability is special, and he still has those games where he is lights out throwing the ball down the field. It's just a matter of the consistency issue, and you just didn't get to see it week to week when he was with the Bears.
Steve, are you a guy that's cool with, if you don't have a Tom Brady or a Patrick Mahomes, working in a second quarterback, even when Russell Wilson's healthy, to get Fields and his athletic traits onto the field in certain situations?
Yeah, I am. Look, if you have Dak Prescott, I think he's good enough you don't want to take him off the field. I thought when the Saints had Drew Brees, I thought it was ridiculous when they put Taysom Hill in there, especially in the red zone. But when you have QB 15 to 20 or 25, depending on where you think Russ is, I think it's great. I would love to lean into Justin Fields' explosive ability and his ability to flip the field with a downfield throw. I think it's a great strategy to maximize what you have in the QB room.
How good of a team are the Steelers seeing when they see Atlanta this Sunday, regardless of how their quarterback situation shakes out between now and then, Steve? What is your read on these Falcons heading into this season?
I think they're the best team in the NFC South. I think a lot of the offseason was spent talking about Michael Penix Jr., and you kind of forgot that the Falcons were literally a handful of plays from winning the South last year. Their quarterback play was among the worst in the NFL with Desmond Ridder, and they made presumably a massive upgrade with Kirk Cousins. And now, and my friend Zach Robinson calling plays. So I think they have a chance to do a lot of damage with the passing game. With, you know, I love Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, some of the playmakers that they have there. It's a solid offensive line, and that defense was really good last year. Raheem Morris comes in, you know, has a chance to reshape it a little bit. But Jesse Bates was an absolute playmaker. David Onyemata on the defensive line had a great season as a free agent. So. Matthew Judon probably makes an impact as a pass rusher. I think it's a good, solid team, and I would expect them to win the NFC South.
Steve, we have asked all of our weekly guests to make a Steelers record prediction for 2024.
Nine and eight.
9-8.
Wow.
All right.
Is it good enough to get into the AFC playoff picture?
No. I'm going to pick 9-8 forever until Mike Tomlin has a losing season.
Where do you come down, by the way, on like the idea that for still so many people in the national media, especially, it's different locally, that the idea that he's going to continue to find ways to get above 500 is a virtue and not something that at some point maybe becomes a flaw almost?
I get the angst that you guys might be dealing with over the last couple of years. I think if we just take a step back, though, and we just saw Bill Belichick look like my coworker, Bill Belichick. I apologize, Bill. But it looks like, you know, he was a losing coach over the last couple of years, right? So you see the impact that losing a Tom Brady has. And if we gave Mike Tomlin that same pass, right, when he has a Big Ben, you're in AFC championships and you win a Super Bowl and the whole thing. And then as Big Ben gets older and or you have Kenny Pickett, all of a sudden you're not as good. So I think it is kind of a virtue that over the last couple of years the Steelers have been that good. And then presumably, once Mike Tomlin has one of those top 6 to 8 quarterbacks again, you're more competitive. So I think I've come around to it is impressive what Mike Tomlin is doing, and it's unfortunate, but the quarterback has such a big impact on results in the NFL that it's almost tough to, outside of a few coaches, the Kyle Shanahans of the world, it is really tough to evaluate coaches other than like the handful that seem to, you know, be QB-proof like Shanahan or maybe a John Harbaugh.
Devil's advocate very quickly. Belichick being that bad in his final year got them access to Drake May, who some people have actually comped to a Big Ben in the making, physically and with the playmaking. I would like that lottery ticket if I were a Patriots fan, even if I had to endure a couple years of crap to get it, Steve.
So then, I don't know, you make a coaching move to tank, you know, you hire the one-year tank guy. I'll take the head coaching job for a year, make sure we win 2 games, and then go get Shedeur Sanders or whoever's next. Turn it around.
Steve,
yeah, it's a tricky one.
I have to assume that Arthur Smith will be better, but it's hard for me to put Tomlin on a pedestal when his last two offensive coordinators that he picked were Randy Fichter and Matt Canada in an offensive league.
It's a good counterpoint. It's a very good counterpoint. Now, I don't know if either of them would have done that much better with what they had, you know, knowing what we know. But, I mean, it is a good point. In a league that has a lot of really sharp, innovative, you know, people that sat at the table with Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay and, you know, learned offense and have spread that across the league. It is a challenge, you know, looking at some of those picks over the last couple of years and maybe some archaic offense. But I think that's a fair point, I guess, against Tomlin.
All right. So Steve Palazzolo joining the 9-8 will miss the playoffs club, in which there are several members, including Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk.
Oh, okay, no.
Thank you. Oh, no.
Me and Florio? I need to change.
Too late. I already wrote it down in permanent marker. Goodbye, Steve. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks. Yep, thanks, guys.
There you go. Every single one of our guests has picked 9-8 and missed the playoffs.
Did Dee Dee ever get back to you?
No, she's banned. And I got it confirmed with Craig today.
Banned?
Yeah.
The ban hammer has been dropped?
Indefinite ban.
Wow. Commissioner's exemplist.
Unless I get a heartfelt apology to you.
Why to me?
Because she seemed to not think you guys were friends yesterday.
She put me in a weird spot there. She asked
did.
It in a way that
Donnie,
threw
would you
me
agree with that?
Loop.
Was Malzy put in a weird spot?
Oh, quite the weird spot.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate the support.
That music needs its time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by his friends up at the Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Also, make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Called 888-5-HELMET today. Steve Palazzolo joined us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. I'm turning into Paul Zeiss, getting all those things done at once. Donnie, what do we got on this fifth day of September?
The Debrief, September 5, 2024. Well, it depends what you guys want first. A little mini preview of the KDKA game of the week tomorrow, or my Super Bowl selection?
I want the Super Bowl selection.
I wanted the game of the week preview, but I'm going to defer to Pony.
I want the Super Bowl. I want your big game prediction, and I'm writing down mine. And after we basically saw eye to eye on all the AFC playoff picks, let's see if you and me agree on this one.
I think we have ourselves a three-peat. I think we get back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl championships from Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll look very vulnerable as the season goes on, maybe even as deep into the season as, I don't know, Christmas time. And people will doubt them. They'll go into the playoffs again where they have to go on the road a few times, and people will say, well, I don't think they can win these road games in the playoffs. They'll do it again. They'll do it with ease in some cases. They'll go to the Super Bowl, and they will beat Malzies Detroit Lions.
Why are they Malzies Detroit Lions?
He loves the
Lions.
I'll
tell you right now, because my Super Bowl prediction is Kansas City over Detroit. That's why they're my Detroit Lions.
I definitely had that first. I've definitely had that in the notes for like 2 weeks.
No, I mean, I was debating the NFC, but I just wrote
you
a
guys are.
I wrote a column today saying the exact same thing about Kansas City, Donnie.
Where can I read that column?
I'm not sure anywhere right at the moment.
You need to get the Twitter thing like Kabali, where just the full column
I'm not
goes
paying
on there.
Elon Musk. I might start a Substack or something like that. Anyway, I like boxing. You guys know that. Patrick Mahomes is the definition of like a complete fighter. There is no antidote to him. You have to get lucky, basically, that he gets hurt or that you catch him with an ultimate lucky punch and he stays down. Last year, the narrative was, Donnie, it's funny you say, like, people will say he can't do this, he can't do that. They said it last year. He was an underdog in the last three playoff games they played. The Bills were a 2.5-point favorite. The Ravens were a 4-point favorite. And I want to say the Niners were either 4.5 or 2.5.
It was 2.5.
2.5.
And I bet against him in all three games.
So he was a dog in all three of those games. What else did they say about him? Can't win on the road and can't win if you take away the big play.
I also thought can't win with wide receivers who can't catch.
What did he do? He just absolutely surgically took apart the Bills when he needed to. He got ahead of the Ravens and never really let them off the mat. That was a game where their defense did come up big. And then had a bad half against the Niners. But when it came time, you know, to win the game and to make all the plays, he made every single one of them, including fourth in the season in overtime. And he runs for 8 yards. There is no stopping this guy. It feels borderline to me like teams like a collusion of stupidity. Mm. They let Xavier Worthy go to the Chiefs at pick 28.
The Bills traded the pick to Kansas City. They were involved. They have blood on their hands.
The fastest player in combine history, who I have already watched highlights of just running by defensive backs in camp and Mahomes throwing bombs to him, is on that team. Did you see who they locked up just now? Noah Gray, who they clearly think is going to be a very good tight end for them for the future.
Handsome guy.
They paid him. You know, I looked at him, and he looks like kind of like
good-looking guy.
Very dumb-looking
like
guy, though.
Like you always say about Garoppolo.
So he's your Garoppolo.
I guess.
He kind of looks like a guy who hasn't had a thought deeper than, like, I'm blocking this guy in front of me, though.
Handsome man.
But like a gold, like a male golden retriever, you know what I mean? They don't. You don't get a golden retriever because it's the smartest dog.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they lock him up. Mahomes is on a hilariously friendly deal. They were the first team to buck the trend of not needing like a pretty good defense to win it all last year. They were not good on that side of the ball. They still have Chris Jones, though. They're going to win a third straight Super Bowl unless he gets hurt, Mahomes. That's the solution here. And it pains me because I love what Detroit has built, but how many teams have built themselves up all over the place only to be vanquished by a guy who is just completely singular at his position?
I disagree.
Okay.
I have the Texans coming out of the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Eagles coming out of the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone back to the Eagles last year. I had Steelers-Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Oh, great pick.
I have abandoned the Steelers. I am back on the Eagles bandwagon. I think Sirianni's getting a raw deal there. They're ganging up on him. It's been very mean from that Philadelphia sports talk.
Is this anti-Italian discrimination here that you're falling back on?
It's existed
Silvio
for a long
Dante
time.
Is very upset about this, huh?
Look at what happened to Lou Anarumo in Oakland. They go to the playoffs there. He gets blown out of there, and they replace him with who? Not John Gruden. With Josh McDaniels.
It wasn't Lou Anarumo.
He was the guy that took over for Gruden that got the Raiders to the playoffs.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was the special teams guy.
Anarumo was the Bengals defensive coordinator.
What's the special teams guy's name then? That nice Italian-American.
Oh, you don't even know it.
What was his name? Now he's the Packers special teams coach. I wanted to say Lou Carnesecca, but he was saying Jock Bathrow.
He's like 100 years old,
Rich
right?
Bisaccia.
Rich Bisaccia. Ah, yes.
He got screwed.
He was so put upon it. He was such a tragic case. You confused him with the only guy who shut down Mahomes at home in the playoffs.
I'm taking the Eagles, and here's my bold prediction on the Eagles. Much like Frank Reich did for Jim Kelly, Jalen Hurts will get injured at the end of the regular season.
Oh, God.
Hold on, let me finish my point.
Oh, no.
Kenny goes in and wins a playoff game. He's not winning the NFC Championship game. He's not winning the Super Bowl. Divisional round, Kenny Pickett gets the job done for Philly. They get to the Super Bowl where they play the Texans, and unfortunately, I just think that roster is too good. You know, we do fantasy football.
Why are you doing this?
Hold on, let me finish my – I'm not done yet with my – I let you give your rant. You know you got a great offense when in fantasy football, three of your receivers are getting picked before one from other teams. Dell, Diggs, and Collins. Chicago's close. Philly's not bad with their two guys and now Jahan Dotson. But they've got three potentially number one. I think any of those three guys, Dell, probably not. But
more of a slot guy, elite slot guy.
Right, but put Collins or Diggs in Pittsburgh, and
they remind me of those.
Ones.
They remind me of those old Eagles teams, or not Eagles, Colts teams that had Harrison, Wayne, and Stokely.
How about Arizona with Bolden, Breston, and Fitzgerald? No way.
To go further back, how about the Vikings in '98? Moss, Carter, Jake Reed.
Oh, that was a hell of a triumvirate.
Did the Niners ever have anybody beyond Rice and Taylor? They had the one year they had the Rice, Owens, JJ Stokes team.
Yeah.
So wait, are you picking Houston or Philly there?
Houston's winning it.
Okay. I had that written wrong then.
Don, we got a big high school matchup, Bill Chirpak and Thomas Jefferson tomorrow night. That's why we'll tag you out and we'll replace you with Seth Davis. We're so screwed tomorrow. Such a big day for us.
Seth very pissed off at the way this is starting
because
here.
Because it's the start of Steelers season, and Seth's going to have – he's going to be getting updates from South America – because
Eagles
play tomorrow.
And what time's that game?
They don't play until 8:15.
You think we're going to be able to get undivided attention?
Wait. They don't play till 8:15 Eastern time?
Yes.
Sao Paulo's like 2 hours ahead of that. That game's starting at 10:15 local time or something there.
I don't know. I saw on like the bottom line ticker that it's 8:15.
But you know how hard it's going to be to wrangle this guy in tomorrow?
Oh, he's going to have more Kelly Green on than what do they do at the Mummers Parade or whatever the hell that is.
What is going on with Avante Maddox? I need a status update on him for this game. Okay?
Be telling us about, you know, wear a dog mask in
is
like
your
Lane Johnson.
Is Kenny the backup or Tanner McKee? He's going to be glued to that whole situation.
What would be much funnier about your scenario is they bypass Kenny and make Tanner McKee the backup, and he's the one who leads the Eagles to the promised land.
Donnie, what are we expecting tomorrow at this matchup? From what I heard, very small line.
McKeesport and
TJ.
Yeah, so we have the leader of the Cargo Shorts Mafia, that's Bill Chirpak, who we will hear rumors about maybe coaching the Steelers defense by the time we hit late October into November. I know we make that joke often, but that's because it happens often. TJ looks like they're back to a very high level of play, and maybe I'm just going off what just happened, but this is a team that beat Central Valley by 2 scores last week. McKeesport getting roughed up by Peters
What's
Township.
What's wrong with Mosey right now? Sorry, you're making good points, but Chris can't bear to pay attention to you. I don't know why.
I'm just seeing our guy Caleb put up the Pony Domus sign. It said, Pickett to Dotson's the next Reich to BB. As you were, Donnie. I'm sorry. It stopped me in my tracks.
But I'm going to have the cargo shorts on, hopefully.
Do you think that's going to be like...
appreciates it.
I was going to say, do you think that's going to be a good icebreaker with Chirp?
It's got to be, right? I mean,
But it's not cold out, but it's not – here's the problem.
Right.
It's going to be like 80 degrees tomorrow. It'll be like probably in the comfortable in the 70s. I think you'd have a much better chance of like really convincing Chirp you're a serious football guy if this was in late November. It's snowing out somehow, and you're wearing the cargo shorts interviewing him.
I could have a chance to redeem myself there because TJ will likely make a nice little playoff run, if I had to imagine, maybe even all the way to Acrisure Stadium, and there I am with Chirp with cargo shorts on.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm not going to pick the game. I guess I got to pull like a Herb Street here.
Yes.
I don't know if it's fair to do.
Yeah,
but, no, I mean
–
McKeesport also has one of the more exciting young players in the Whippiel. Keeman Spell, he's going to be at Penn State in a few years, but he's class of 2027.
Why
so
are these guys going to Penn State? And I don't hear any Pitts with these guys. Taki Hayes.
How about Quentin Martin last year for Bell Vernon?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Come on, Pat.
Didn't Dave Wanstead want to build a fence around
and he
the Whippiel?
Nate Byam and Doran and those guys?
Nate Byam was from Franklin. I don't think that was a Whippiel school.
Well, he built an even bigger fence.
Oh, a huge fence around District 10 even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
what
right,
is
Johnny.
The fence made of now? If it's still up there, is it chicken wire? Guys are just crawling through left and right.
5:35. Donnie makes his Steelers record prediction
for
2024.
This does suck for you, Donnie. You have to throw all this out there before we do. I do feel a little guilty for you. But you're doing something that you love, which is being on the sidelines and interviewing big high school football
luminaries. Oh, you should have heard him holding court before that Aliquippa game. You should have heard it. How lucky he was to be at
Court was
Heinz
being
Field.
Held.
Were how you, there were guys parachuting in, and he was going bananas over. He's like, what is this?
Were you? Would you say that you were
there's parachuters
fully
here.
In your element when you were on that sideline?
Yeah, I mean, a lot more than I thought I would be. Because, honestly, I was a little bit nervous going into that first weekend, but... Then,
yeah, but then they made you stop the game and make sure the kickoff
is a special red hat.
That was a hell of an icebreaker for sure. When I get thrown out there to stop the actual kickoff happening,
do you have the red hat for tomorrow?
Oh, I got the red hat.
I love it,
PJ
dude.
And Amy came through for me.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.